Merry Christmas to y'all. How y'all doing?
Great.
Great. We hope your Christmas is going great. And if you're listening to us on Christmas, we fuck with you heavy.
Yeah, for real.
like we really do mess with you heavy.
And if you don't celebrate Christmas and this is a regular Monday,
hey, how's it going? What's going on?
How's it going? How's your Monday?
Just regular Monday.
Do you like this day off?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, right. But no fun facts. We about to recap the year, y'all.
Yeah, this is our last episode of the year.
Last episode of 2023.
Let's get into
it. What a year it's been. Let's go.
It's Sarah.
And it's Dario.
And we traveled through all of Chicago's 77 community areas. We shared some great stories and took you to our favorite restaurants.
But you know what? There's more Chicago history and food to discover.
So join us as we connect you to the greatest city in the world.
You know why? Because this is 77 Flavors of Chicago.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, buddy. It's the last time you're going to hear that.
Yeah. Savor it.
Yeah, that's it. We got a new one in a week. You know, so or in January. So
yeah.
But welcome. Final episode of 2023. We did 52 of these things this year.
Damn.
Yeah. yeah. That's all.
What? We did more last year.
Did we do more last year?
Yeah, we did some weeks. We did 2 episodes.
Oh, that's right. We probably did more this year too. I'm sure we did.
No, we didn't.
Let's just see. Let me count them right quick. No.
No.
No, yeah, January got 5.
Five?
Yeah. Look, I'm looking at January right now. Got 5.
What the hell did we do in January?
I don't know. March got 5.
Oh, we did small business.
Yeah, we was doing those. Yeah, so we probably did. April got 5. Fuck, what were you doing at the beginning of the year? Except May.
Maybe there's just 5 Mondays.
For the first 3 out of 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Anyway, man, we hope you got whatever you wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just chilled. we just chilled. It's been a year for us, so.
We did.
I'll tell you one thing. We're not going to do the week thing because this is kind of like a recap episode, y'all. Sarah has just made some cookies and hot chocolate.
I did.
This hot chocolate has got to be one of the best things I drank all year. Since we're doing a little recap.
Thanks.
This, yeah, for real. I took the first sip during the intro. I had to look over. I'm like, what?
It's very simple. You just need good quality chocolate.
God, don't.
Here's my recipe that I just made up when I made this. Half a can of sweetened condensed milk.
Okay.
And then I filled that same can 3 times with oat milk.
Mm. Okay.
And then I added about 1/2 cup of really good, high-quality chocolate.
Okay.
And some salt.
And some salt.
Yeah, to bring out, you know, a little bit. I was going to add some espresso in there, but I didn't want to keep us up all night, so.
Okay. You said bathroom break.
No, not like that.
No, that. I know what it means for me.
I'm caffeinated.
Anyway, y'all.
Chocolate chip cookies.
And chocolate chip cookies. These chocolate chip cookies are so good. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's my advice, man. That's my advice right here. Mm-hmm. I can eat these all day.
The batch makes 36.
Oh, run it.
I did. They're all made.
Well, we'll have at least 18 of them gone tonight. Yeah. Anyway, y'all. So this episode, obviously, this last one of the year, man. Just off the top, just want to say thank y'all for rocking with us, man. We did a lot of episodes this year, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and we taught you a lot. We hope you learned some stuff, right? So Sarah and I are kind of going to recap that and say, you know, one of our favorite memories of the year, you know, whether it be on the podcast or something to do with the podcast and food places. Now, we get asked a lot, what's your favorite
restaurant?
Man, do you know how hard that is? And like, I'm not even ashamed to say it's hard anymore.
Yeah.
Pause. I'm not even
You should be ashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
How you're telling people.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Right. It's hard, y'all. No.
It's difficult because we've had, other than the food we've had on the podcast, we've also had other food that we did not have on the podcast.
Right.
So it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna kind of reminisce because it's been a lot. I'm looking at this here, man.
It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I think if I'm gonna start with like my favorite episode, I think the University of Chicago episode was my favorite. So if you're going back and trying to listen to our favorites, I'm just going to say what date it is. So it's called the University of Chicago and the Formation of the 77 Community Areas, January 23rd.
Yes.
When that episode came out. And I love that episode so much because it's like our core. Mm-hmm. Like we learned why.
And it was cool to talk to the people.
Very. Who I didn't know there was a Chicago Studies department at the university. It's an office of the Chicago Studies, which was very cool. Being on campus was cool. I mean,
yeah,
all of it.
All of
that was a good episode.
I was gonna say that was probably one of our favorite ones, and I remember shooting the drone shot for the YouTube. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
That was very fun.
Because it was cold as hell out there, y'all.
It was.
We went and got food over at the little annex there. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of because it was a 2-day, we had to come back.
Yeah, we did. We came back for the food.
For the food. Well, we came back for the history because we did the conversation one day.
Right. And we came back and ate at Saucy Porca.
Yes. And we did the rest of the episode.
Which that was, you know what I liked this year too that we tried a lot?
Yeah.
Is fusion foods.
Mm.
We did a lot of those
I think that was the first fusion food this year. That was the
first fusion food this year. Yeah, it was, it was the third episode. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
the fourth episode this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that had a lot of layers to it. I just remember being cold as hell.
It was cold.
And two different days, it was just a mess.
And then, I'm so sorry, but immediately after that is this Union Stockyards.
Yeah, I was about to say, Union Stockyards.
Blew my mind.
We had, that was a nice little back-to-back run we had. That was talking to, what's his name?
Dominic Pasiga.
Yeah.
He is such a great, he is like a wealth of knowledge.
Such a nice dude. He then later worked with us at the Hancock building. Mm-hmm. So that was fantastic. And that he was generous with his time.
Super.
And also that night, we had the folklore, the Hispanic folklore group. From Belmont Cragan
came out and performed.
Yeah, and that was amazing.
That was one of the coolest things I've seen.
That was.
I've never seen that type style of folkloric dance.
Yeah.
And it was extremely cool.
They were high schoolers that were very, very entertaining and talented at what they did. Yeah. So that was good. Excuse me here. Mm. That doesn't fail. that don't fail.
Every time.
I would, if we're going down the list, I think one of the more unique episodes and cool episodes that I liked a lot was the Vivian G. Harsh.
Oh, yeah.
A few months later. Yeah, in April. So go, if you want to look at that, go check that out. It's the Vivian G. Harsh and her collection.
Yeah.
That was so dope.
They pulled everything out for us.
And I think that's what was really dope. We talked to Stacey Williams down there.
Yeah.
She was the branch coordinator.
She works on the archiving. The
archive, yes.
Section of the Chicago Public Library as a whole. And so we reached out to the Vivian Harsh collection email and mm-hmm. we said, hey, we'd love to come and do an episode about it. And they put us in contact with Stacey and she was able to then coordinate for us to come on one day.
Yes.
And she literally pulled out so much stuff.
It was so much.
I didn't even know there was that much.
Authentic stuff. We looking at OG pictures.
OG.
Of the first Black History Week.
Yeah.
That was just insane to me. Her not her diary, but
journal
was there. That was dope. You can see a letter she wrote to Gwendolyn Brooks.
Yeah.
That was just wild to be sitting right there. And Stacey let us touch it.
She did.
But here's the little, and this is, I kind of like going back through these. This is a nice little fun 2003 recap.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know this, but I had all the video footage of us touching it and using it and a ton of footage of the interview and everything like that. And the goddamn camera did not record.
Correct.
The other half, the other camera.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Horrible. So we had a dope ass conversation with visuals and everything, and the camera failed.
But it was such an amazing episode.
It was, but that is a fun little behind it. That's one thing I remember. Peaches.
Peaches was great.
Peaches was good that episode.
Yeah. Food was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be, I would say now, kind of, we're going to go back, I'm going to go back and forth between, but food, what was your most memorable food of the year besides salted pork and the mixture?
Honestly, it probably wasn't something we covered on the podcast because now I can't pinpoint a specific one, but this is very more recently. Well, actually, it was the smoke session, the first smoke session at Frontier.
Oh, yes. Ooh, that's a good one.
With Chef Dominique.
Yeah.
Truly blew my mind.
That did.
It was amazing. And then the Gator dinner.
That was good. Yes.
That was like, you know, it was like a whole new animal for me that I've never had. Yeah. And so obviously, like, I love to try new things.
Yeah.
But I do generally like have anxiety about trying new foods because I'm always scared to be like allergic to something that I'd never had before. But that was such a wonderful experience. It was great, great food.
Yeah. Honestly, that if y'all haven't gone to one of the smoke sessions, that is probably, yeah, now that I think about it, because I was going to say something else and I'm going to say it, but that was probably a standout moment because the vibe and the energy.
It's unreal. It's like, it's almost like you're sitting and you get to know everyone around you.
Right. It was so good, man. It was like the energy. It was exactly what Chef Jupe and Aaron over there and, you know, shout out to Chef Ozzy.
Yeah.
I was going to say Daisy's.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's why Daisy's over there in Milwaukee is probably a standout for me.
Yeah, for real.
Because
that's like our go-to, though.
Well, that one, I don't know if I had any expectations, but it also, I didn't think of it. It wasn't on the radar. Because the first time we went there, we went with Megan, who is the
editor for Editable.
We'll talk about that. But
it was pastries. It was in the morning.
I was like, big ass restaurant. I thought it was like just sit down for like pastries and stuff like that. Like that kind of food. Just a big space for it. We went for dinner. Man,
mind-blowing.
I was like, yo.
Here's why I know it was mind-blowing. Because the next time we came back, we ordered two orders of the shishito peppers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how you know that shit was
mind-blowing. Oh, y'all.
Now, I'm trying to make a reservation. Hold on. Let me see. What are they doing for New Year's?
See what's going on. That was probably the most standout for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those two were standout. We had so much food this year. And so, like, when people say, like, what's your favorite? Honestly, probably what's closest to our mind in our memory. Because we've eaten so much food.
Oh, the Not a Damn Chance burger at the Open.
Y'all.
Fire.
Man, that's... Hey, look. Chin up, chest out. That's the best burger I done had. In 2023, that was the best burger I had.
Because
that was the only burger I ordered twice in one sitting. Mm-hmm. and just ate both of them in one sitting and went there like three times.
It was amazing.
In a year. Three or four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Burger was so fucking good.
So good.
It was so good. We had a lot of fun little things, man, outside of the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
So we can't think of the shit right now.
So Edible was a big one.
That's
a, we became contributors to a magazine, which is wild.
Yeah, that.
The first article we wrote about the plant in the stockyards.
Yes.
And then the second article, which just came out, depending on where you'll listen to this, in December, was about the Austin Eats move initiative that they're doing and their farmers market.
Yeah.
Or their city market that happens up there and 40 Acres Farm. So, and then I have a recipe in there, which is kind of crazy.
That was honestly, you know, growing up as a shorty, I say this to you a lot, but man, like, this is all like a dream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, things I didn't even wish for. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be a contributor,
I know,
you know, to a magazine with my pictures in it.
Crazy.
Y'all, that, like, this. I appreciate y'all like more than you know, and then speak
for real, because like we would not have never been able to do this.
No, for real.
Listen, obviously,
yeah, like, yeah. I mean, like honestly, so dope. I will say another thing before we get back to. I got another episode that I like that was really fun. I'm looking at it here, but y'all, Netflix I can't go no further without talking about Netflix, man. I sat on that for
a
year and a half. Y'all didn't even know. Like, I did that. And the best part about that is we filmed for a couple days after my birthday.
Yeah.
I'll never forget July 12th last and 13th year. Of 2022. That was fantastic. And then November 25th, I think it was, or 6th, whenever Thanksgiving was, or Black Wednesday was, man, it came out. Oh, my dude. Like, that shit is that. It, to me, I don't even know, man. Like,
yeah, for real.
For what it could do for the podcast, what it did for the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like an exposure. That was dope.
That was dope.
But I got one episode that I like.
Okay.
Besides all our shenanigans. We have shenanigans. We have a bunch of guests on here. And all of our guests, we have a way of bringing out the fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess, right? Like, because people want to talk, right? But like, you know, and they want to tell their brand. They do. But like, we going to bullshit.
Yeah.
We going to shoot the shit and be us. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chef Jonathan Sawyer. Man, that episode.
That was a fun one.
The Chicago time zones for multiple reasons, because the time zone story.
Yeah.
If you don't know, that is some dope history.
That was actually the first time I'd ever heard of that.
Yeah. That honestly, go back and listen today and brush up on how the time zones were created here in Chicago. But then kind of like out of place in a sense. It didn't have, there was no rhyme or reason to it. We just went and talked to Chef Sawyer and over at Kindling. A, the restaurant is fantastic. Y'all got to go there. It's very good. They got a dope smash burger.
Good luck with parking.
Yeah, right. Well, you better walk. Man, you park down in Madison.
Or right take the train.
Take the train. Public transportation. Yeah. You know, which was the theme of the first part of the year.
Correct.
Damn, what's in this damn
milk?
Is this shit making me bubbly? You ain't put no lick in here?
A what?
Liquor.
No. Do you want some?
I mean, I was thinking about it.
You want some whiskey in there?
Yeah, when we start painting, we about to do paint and sip. Paint and sip. But yeah, Chef, he has so much energy.
He did.
We walked in. Remember, he was ringing the cowbell?
Yeah, he was.
77 in the house.
So fun.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
That was up.
What is happening over
Man,
there?
Man, look, it's the last one of the year. Your boy's down bad. I'm down bad. But we had a ton of fun little moments this year, man.
Like, we dropped our merch. I think you guys bought it all.
Yes, right.
That was crazy.
Shout out to y'all.
So if you did buy our merch, our sweatshirts that came out, or crew necks, Daria and I packaged those ourselves.
We packaged it, you know, together. Yep. I got a lot of respect for people that do that.
Yeah, for real.
Because
I do that. I did that. I packaged shit.
See, here's the thing. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm talking about the whole process.
Oh, yeah.
From the start.
From the production.
Shout
out to Megan from Chicago for Keeps. She's awesome.
Anybody that's doing it, like, in that line, because you got to print up labels. You got to make sure that all that shit is connected. I had to connect the printer, you know, that we had to get. Man, I was just like, what is going on?
Right.
You know, and then, like, we didn't go to bed till like, 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
But we happy that we got those out, and at the time you listen to this, people will probably got them.
Right, I hope now. So. We could check the tracking.
Yeah, that's right. We can check the tracking. That's right. We can. Look at this. See, just go ahead. Coin. But
so my logistics knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. That was we not gonna y'all. It's Christmas. It's New Year's about to happen, man. Look, this is a.
What are you looking forward to? For next year.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look, honestly. We fighting towards we want a TV show. We want a TV show. We want this podcast to like grow like crazy too. So we want these numbers to go through the roof, y'all. Yeah. Like that's my goal. My wish is that this podcast, you know, like
I hope so.
Man. Like just we want to spread the news about Chicago.
Yeah.
We are Chicago's best tour guides, period. Like we are, you know what I'm saying?
Best ambassadors.
You know what I'm saying?
City,
so,
you know?
Yeah, so that's my thing. And you know, I want to get a TV show. How about you?
Well, you stole mine. Actually, on a personal creator level, I want to like get back into doing my food content.
Yeah, I do.
And like cooking content. But for the podcast, I probably want to do another merch drop at some point, because people are already asking for it to come back, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I want to continue to grow the Instagram page. I love sharing content on there. I actually really got into editing this year. So like I edit our shorts.
Hey, that's a little life secret for you. Yeah.
Dario edits our long form, but I edit the shorts that go on Instagram, and I really got into, like, I really enjoy editing. So probably like tap more into that.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I want more partnerships so that we can continue to do this and it be beneficial for us.
Yeah.
Even more. I mean, I love doing it. So like, I'm just grateful. Just grateful that we get to do it. Like, that's crazy. We get to like go around the city that we love and like tell stories that we like learn with people that are listening.
Right.
So like, what more can I ask for?
Yeah.
I'm just. Whatever the universe is sending our way, I'm open for it, you know?
Yeah, at this point, we playing with house money. This is free ride from here on out. We just going to keep on doing what we do. The best example of that is, man, like, the Instagram blew up this year.
And, which is crazy.
We want more of that. Like, that was, Yeah. That was...
We went from...
3,000.
3,000 followers to 25,000 followers in like four months.
4 months, yeah. Yeah, that shit was...
Like...
Thank y'all. For real. And I honestly, I don't know if those, all 25,000 of those, a good chunk know that we had our podcast. Yeah, they think that we're Instagram. Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's 77 players shy. So go ahead,
do that. But man, look, that's honestly, that's a wrap, man. What, just let us know. DM us. What do you hope for your 2024? What do you hope? We just want to know. Yeah. Let us know.
We appreciate you guys. We strongly like you.
We strongly like you. Yeah.
Have a safe and happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week.
January 1. we'll be back.
This is not a standard episode, but if you did enjoy it, and if you enjoyed the podcast in general, please share it. It's the best way to support us. If you did not enjoy it, especially like this holiday season where it's, you know, giving and you're still being a hater, I just feel like seek therapy.
Yeah, for real.
You know, professional help.
Be happy or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Signing off for 2024.
Yeah, buddy.
This is the last time you're going to hear this audio, so.
Yeah.
We're going to let that ride out. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could, please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77, flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace. Mm-hmm.